Good morning, boys and girls. I want to ask you a question. How many of you have a dog at home? Do you like to play with that dog? Do you teach him tricks? Does he always mind you? Does he come when you call him? Well, when my wife and I were first married, we had a dog named Ginger. Actually, my wife had had him before we were married. In fact, she checked the dog out to make sure he liked me before we got married. But he was a very nice dog. He was a collie. And shortly after we were married one day, well, one of the tricks that she taught him to do was that their house was about as far from their road as we are from the entrance to Fred Meyer's. And every evening she would send Ginger out to get the paper, and he'd go out and get it. Then after we were married, I'd say, "Hey, Ginger, would you go get my slippers?" And he'd go get them. He'd bring them. He'd bring me one, and I'd say, "Go get the other one." And he'd bring me the other one. He knew where they were hid, too. Sometimes we would hide them just to kind of fool him. But a few months after we were married, we were on a trip down to California, and we were on our way back. And Ginger was in the back seat of the car. Well, we got up close to the Oregon line, and somebody decided they wanted our side of the road. And when we woke up, we were looking up at the stars and asked what happened. And then I said, "Well, where's the dog?" And the fellow says, "What dog?" Well, we were actually on the outskirts of a small town, and there was a trailer park across the highway from us. Well, we found out later he had jumped out of the car, run across the highway, gone into this trailer park, and then up on a hill behind it, and there he hid out. Well, we were in the hospital for about 2 weeks, and then another week or two recuperating at home. Say, "We better go back up there and see if we can find Ginger." So we drove back down to where the accident had happened. My wife got out. She walked around calling, "Ginger, Ginger." Pretty soon, here he came. And he looked at her kind of funny. And she said, "Come on, Ginger." And he wouldn't come to her. Pretty soon, he took her around and he took off, and up the hill he went. Well, neither one of us were in shape to chase him. My wife was wearing casts on both legs, and I had a cast on one leg. So we thought, well, we went home and we kind of prayed about it, that Ginger would come, we could get him back someday. So a year or so went on, and we had gotten another dog by this time. So we still kind of thought about him, and one day I got a phone call from this lady, and she says, You're the one that had Ginger? Yes. Do you want him back? Well, sure. Well, this lady and her daughter had lived in the trailer park, and Ginger had lived like a wild dog during this time. Some of the people felt sorry for him, and they would put food out in dishes, and he would not only eat the food, but he'd pick up the dishes and took them back up and hit them on the hill someplace. We've often wondered how many dishes are up there. I said, "Yes, we'd like him back." She says, "Well, we're living in Klamath Falls right now." And I says, "Well, how'd you get him?" She says, "Well, some of the people decided that we'd better do something about him, and they set up a trap." Now, this was the kind of a trap that the dog or animal would come into, and it would shut down behind him, and they couldn't go back out. It wouldn't hurt him in any way. So they set the trap up, and sure enough, he came into it, and he tripped the wire and got himself caught. Now, he had a habit of when he came up to you, he would smile at you. And he would do it by lifting his upper lip, and a lot of people thought that he was growling at him. But these two ladies, they says, wait a minute. Quick as he got in the trap, they put their hands in there on him, and oh, he just felt so relieved. They let him out, and he stayed right there. He never went back up on the hill. So they moved into Clams Falls after that, and they took him with them. And they lived there for about a year before they called us. So one day, when they called us, we went in. She said, would you come in and see him? So we went in to see him. She said, we're going to move to Klamath, to Sacramento, into an apartment, and we can't take him with us. Would you like to have him back? I said, yes. So we went to Klamath Falls. We found where he was. And when he saw us, oh boy, what a reunion we had. He was into the car and all over us, and he had just like the day before. He was very happy. Well, we were happy, so we took him home. Well, I have a picture here, two pictures of him. I don't know if you can see him or not. But this is one of his little girlfriends before all this happened. She was a little Pekingese dog. And she could snore. Anyway. I was going to say now. Well, anyway, we took him home, and he liked it with our dog we had then named Roxy. In fact, they liked to run out and chase squirrels together. Except one time they went out and they chased a skunk down. And they were kind of a little bit non-incognito. So you have your pets, you take care of them. And if something ever happens to him, you pray to God, Jesus, and maybe someday he'll be back. I heard the story of another dog that was lost in the Midwest, and the people came out to Oregon, and that dog followed them all the way. So now you can go back to your seats. Be sure to pick up the money things as you go.